this internal affairs meeting to order. It is January 24th, and I guess we need a motion to approve the December 10th. Okay, so we moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. We're going to go ahead to item number two, which deals with the FICA report.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Shelley Brown from the Division of Economics. The item before you is the draft report on the activities pursuant to the Florida Energy Efficiency and Conservation Act. Section 366.82, subsection 2, Florida statutes requires the commission to adopt goals for the seven FICA utilities. Section 366.82, subsection 10, requires the commission to submit an annual report to the governor and the legislature by March 1st, which summarizes the FICA utilities' achievements towards those goals. The theme of this report is similar to what we've had in the past. In addition to our normal reporting achievements of the goals and the associated expenditures, we have in this year's report provided some new information on the following. The newly approved appliance efficiency standards from the Department of Energy, the number of solar pilot program installations in 2011, and the information on the Commission's consumer education program, which is used to further educate Florida's consumers regarding conservation. Finally, Commissioners, we located some errors in the report. Those errors do not affect any of the conclusions that we came about in the report. They only change some of the numbers that we provided to you initially. Ms. Harlow will pass those out to you at this time. And with your permission, I'd like to add these new updates into the report as noted. Those are highlighted for you as well in the packet that's being handed out. That will conclude my introduction, and then I'll open up the floor to your comments.
Okay. Any questions? Commissioner Ellis.
Thank you. I have a question. When the utilities did not meet the goals, was it because of the fact that it wasn't until late 2011 that the DSM programs were approved and just hadn't had time to really implement, or was it just not being effective?
That was some of the comments that we received from our data requests, that because they didn't get the program started till late. And then the other information that we heard is because of the economy still and the lack of participation, there were some of the reasons why they weren't able to fulfill those obligations with the goals.
Okay.
All right. Any further questions or comments? Not ready to
Mr. Chairman, I would move approval of the report with staff given leave to make any corrections that are appropriate.
Okay, so move. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, move and second. Any further comments? Okay, see none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, going on to item number three.
Commissioners, this is the second installment of the administrative disposition of matters that we had mentioned prior. We have three additional suggested changes for your consideration. The first is approval of administrative leave to approve depreciation rates on already existing account classifications. Obviously, the new and controversial changes will be brought to you for your consideration. As long as they're not controversial and they've been somewhat, the new account classification has been approved for a prior utility, these will be left to staff to deal with administratively. The second one concerns technical and non-substantive changes to electric utilities' long-term energy emergency plans. Again, as long as they are consistent with our rules, we would ask that you give the staff leave to approve those administratively. And lastly, the last one concerns negotiated non-tariff charges for interconnection of customer-owned renewable energy facilities. That would include the utility providing documentation in the form of the consent of the customer to it. So as long as they've been negotiated, as long as all the parties are in agreement, we saw that as an opportunity not to have to bring it to you for approval and get those viable as soon as possible.
Okay. Any questions? Commissioner Ellis.
I have a question on the that last section of 2.07C5J. And I'm in agreement with it. I think the customer and utility are in agreement, and giving staff the authority. Is there a way that we can inform the customer that an alternative would be to come to us so that they're not, there's no misunderstanding as to whether or not the utility say, well, you have to agree to this. This is the only option, and that the other option would be to come before the commission.
I want to make sure I'm understanding the question. Is your concern that there may be some that it would be implied that they have no recourse at the commission other than to agree to some negotiated tariff charge?
Maybe not that extreme, but to make sure that the customer understands that one option is to get staff administrative approval if they agree with what the utility and the customer both agree to the cost, and it can go through the administrative process, or if there's a disagreement, then it comes to the full commission.
I
don't know if that'd be helpful or not, but, you know.
Well, I think as part of the process goes, this really only, the fact that it's administrative approval or not isn't a factor that is part of the consideration. I mean, our administrative approval only really kicks in after there's been some negotiation. I guess in a perfect world, it shouldn't have any bearing on whether a customer agrees to a non-tariff charge or not. The form of approval is really something that's germane to how we're processing a filing by the utility that includes whatever the result of the negotiation was once upon a time. It's not that it should be a factor of the negotiation at all.
Okay. I mean, I guess we just watch and see how it
goes. Yeah, obviously, Commissioner, if there's any hiccups along the way, as you pointed out, the fact that there's a difference between administrative approval and going directly to the commission, recourse to the commission, is somehow being either misrepresented or misused or misinterpreted, we definitely look at it and try and correct whatever was going on. It is not our intent to have administrative approval versus commission approval bear any weight in an actual negotiation of a non-tariff. It's not the intent of the change.
Okay.
Probably. How does staff intend to notify the commissioners when these actions are administratively disposed?
It would be in much the same manner as we notify the commissioners of other things that have been administratively approved. It usually comes in the form of a periodic memo. I would say a monthly memorandum to the extent that it becomes necessary, but that's the usual way each of your offices gets a memo circulated to the things that have gone administrative.
Sounds good.
So nothing, no new process.
Any further questions, Commissioner Grant?
I just want to thank staff. This is moving towards us streamlining a lot of these things, and this is one of those cases where if it's not working, we can always unring the bell. So I appreciate the work you guys have done.
And I would point out we don't at this point have anything in the hopper to bring before you. However, this is an ongoing effort. This is a what I would call a collaborative effort. It's not just it's not just something that we're actively doing, it's something that I think the commission itself, during the course of its business, actually has a chance to, I mean, really, how all this wound up is, and I forget which commissioner it was, which of you it was, but, you know, somebody asked the obvious question, why do we have to do this? And that's where the process starts on the way. So, who's staff? All kidding aside, I mean, it's something that I think that you all have the opportunity to drive our progress on this just as much. But we are always trying to find out. This is an ongoing process for us. So thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
Move approval.
Second. Move to second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number four, legislative.
Good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
We are in the middle of the second week of committee meetings for January. They are winding down today. We had a substantive committee meeting yesterday in the House Energy and Utilities meeting. Mark Futrell presented the electric vehicle charging station study that was commissioned by the legislature in 2012. It was well received. There were a good number of questions, and Mark's responses to those questions really emphasized our the completeness of our methodology and our inclusiveness in the research. And the answers to all the questions that he received were very thorough. And I was real happy because he was ready with great responses to those questions. Did you look at this? Yes, we did, as a matter of fact, and we went one step further and did this. So that was very well received. There were no takeaway items for us from that meeting regarding that report. The chairman did not indicate any next steps, but we may be hearing more about that study. It's in their hands. The committee also heard a presentation regarding the FECA study. The staff from the University of Florida and the groups that worked on that report made that presentation. That was also well received. It was academic but thorough. There were a few more questions about that report, but again, it seemed overall to be well received and that we had done a very thorough job in our role in working through the steps of that. There were presentations by a couple of other organizations or individuals regarding energy conservation in Florida and dependence upon other external fuels and external energy sources, talking about some activities that other states are doing and that some of the things that Florida could be doing. Again, no takeaway for us, but I do believe that the committee will continue to study that report, and there may be some additional activities or whatever that comes out of the committee. In 2 weeks, there's another round of committee meetings. The House Energy Committee is not meeting that week. Senate Communications, Utilities, and Energy Committee does have a time slot that week. We don't yet know if they'll be using that for a meeting. They've not met for the last 2 weeks. There are several bills being discussed in committees regarding ethics reform, ethics legislation, campaign reform, etc. We're keeping an eye on those bills as they may affect public employees, public officers, and in turn that would affect you as commissioners and even state us, the rest of us as state employees. There may be some additional or amended restrictions on post-employment activities, so we'll be monitoring those bills pretty closely. I think that's it. The executive director made presentations to a couple of the appropriations committees in each house. Right there.
Last week, January 15th and 16th, we just completed what at this point is the initial round presenting budget requests out loud and in color. Though there hasn't been any negative feedback, certainly neutral at this point, and to be determined. Also, this week, I believe the governor's budget recommendations are imminent. So it would either be at the end of this week, of which there's only one day left, or sometime early next week. They'll become public, and we will either walk around or at the next opportunity to let you know what those were and how they impact us and what we plan on doing.
Sure. Catherine, would you touch on Tom Ballinger's excellent presentation the week before?
Oh, yes, absolutely. On the 16th, we were asked to participate as part of several presentations and then a panel for questions and answers relating to power plants, literally from beginning until operation, talking about need determination. The Reliability Council made a presentation on need determination. Tom made a presentation on the 10-year site plans and that process, how that process works into power plants. We had someone from the Department of Environmental Protection talk about the siting requirements and DEP's role in the approvals and how they work with other state agencies and local governments for that site process. The Florida Association of Counties was unable to provide a presenter, but they did make some written comments to the committee. Also had someone from Florida Power and Light talk about the land acquisition, design, support, et cetera, processes that go into power plant siting and construction. And finally, a representative from the Audubon Association talked about the balance of the environmental and the community issues and what role they play throughout that process. Again, there were a lot of questions about that process. Is there anything specific that I didn't mention or just...
No,
just,
well,
a great presentation.
There was some discussion at the end, I think, from SACE about process for purchase power, as I recall, and Tom answered the question, and there was a quip in the paper about it the next day that one of the lobbyists had complained that he did answer specifically the question that was asked. They just didn't ask the next question, and they, of course, weren't happy because that didn't get answered, but they didn't ask the question. The question that they did ask him, he answered.
Correct. And since you went there, the question related to how often the bid process had been used, and Tom answered just off the top of his head about half a dozen times, and representatives from SACE took issue with that, and that was what was reported in the clips in the news the next day. That issue also came up yesterday, and in the middle of their discussion, they clarified that, I mean, there was an understanding by the SACE representatives that they understood it had been used, but it had never been successfully, is that the word, Tom? Successfully.
It had never been awarded to a non-utility.
Right. Although the bid process had been used, it had never been awarded in that manner. So Tom answered the question that was asked and answered the question that was asked correctly. And there was some misunderstanding regarding the nature of the question that was asked.
I've had discussions with the study commission. Jason Broder took the opportunity the other day when I was standing there talking to several legislators to let me know that he had already cleared the way with the speaker that the work product will be filed as a committee bill in the House. Yesterday I was in touch, Senator Hayes' office called, and I had explained to them earlier, Catherine and I had been over there, what Representative Broder was doing in the House relative to the work product of the Water Study Commission. And Senator Hayes has, because there's deadlines, these things have to get filed, and unfortunately, the deadline for when the report is due and any work product from that will be after the filing deadline. Senator Hayes has filed a bill from last year dealing with water that he's just going to file as a placeholder so that when the report does come out, he can simply amend that work product onto that, so that at this point it would appear that they've got a game plan for how they're going to proceed ahead with the work product of the Sutter Commission. I would also tell you that in several discussions I've had with people, it does look like there's going to be some PSC-related legislation looked at this year, and the chairman of the House committee has said there will be a House committee on the nuclear cost recovery. So that will be discussed and looked at least in the House side. And so given, again, some of the early indications, I think some of that is going to come up for debate this year, whereas in the past, stuff has been filed in those areas, but it just never got placed before a committee. It looks like this year they'll definitely have some of those items on the agenda, and then obviously bills dramatically will change the way the PSC commissioners are picked, going to elected system, et cetera. All of that was filed yesterday and or the day before. I don't see that going anywhere at this point. We'll have to wait and see what kind of reaction comes from it. But there's going to be quite a bit of activity, I suspect, on utility-related issues in the commission.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, sir.
What were the dates that you said that the meeting was on February?
The week of February 4th and the week of February 11th. And there might be another week in February. Yes, 3 weeks in a row in February, the week of the 4th, 11th, and 18th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where we know about the budget. That was my thunder.
Anything else? Other matters? Commissioner Brown.
Speaking of the Water Study Committee, we are having hopefully our last in-person meeting tomorrow in Tampa at SWPMA's offices, and it will be televised or videotaped, and we're considering six issues at that meeting, and hopefully the following week, we'll have a draft report. I know our staff is working so hard on it. I just have to say again, Joanne Chase, Greg Schaefer, Catherine Pennington, Larry Harris, they are the most professional individuals. And again, the work product that they are developing is really, really just superb. So, thank you. That's all.
All right. Anything else on other matters? Hearing none, Commissioner Bell, please.